Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Episode Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
classic Simple Minds, Waterfront, from the album Sparkle in the Rain, 1983.
All good stuff if you've just tuned in. Of course, you're listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Listen online there. You can also go there and download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. If you've never tuned in before, the show is all about great rock music in all its different forms, and we generally do mean that. We played some cracking stuff in the first hour. Got all sorts coming up in the second hour. We should be interviewing Pod Pearson next up, but so we've had a bit of a technical issue, but no worries, these things happen on live radio. All being well, we'll be speaking to him later in this hour. So you've got Julian Polly alive as usual. Later in the show, we've got Steve's Choice. But next up, we've got our Christmas punk track of the week. This is from 1998.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't deep.
From Arts and Monkeys, you're listening to Sheffield Live.
deciding in the wearing alpha to be in the cavalry scene. I wanna do adverts for American Express cars, talk shows on primetime TV. I'm there in France, my own cocktail bar, and that's where you're gonna find me. Incommunicado, incommunicado.
Of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the no wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll. They're gonna cram it down your throats.
Do it.
That was Jet, Get What You Need, from 2003. Before that, Aphrodite's Child, a short track called Do It, from their from their 1972 album 666.
Oh, way up. Pod might be on the line.
And then before that, Marillion, Incommunicado, Clutching at Straws, from 1987.
Fourth and final album, Julie Sobs at this point. before that, Chris's Punk Track of the Week. It was Offspring doing Pretty Fly for a White Guy. The album was Americana, and it was from 1998. As we said at the top of the show, we should be interviewing the Pearson Amendment Conspiracy, but our pod's in France, and it's sort of gone a bit wrong. And as it's live, you could hear him there messaging us to see what's going on. We might be talking to him later in the show. Who knows? We might be talking to Richard Mehmet instead. Never mind. Before that, of course, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every Monday 1 till 3 playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up, our Steve's Choice. It's from 1973. Oh,
And that was our Steve Joyce, a band called Magna with a track called Mechanic Commando from 1973.
It's a German band.
I won't even go into the title. No. Anyway, moving on quickly.
We have got yes, Poddy's on the live. Finally, we're not quite sure what's happened. Bit of a technical... But this is what live radio is all about. And you're, of course, listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM on digital if in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great raw music in all its forms. And we also, from time to time, have the opportunity to interview some rather cool bands. So, fingers crossed, we should have Pod Pearson on the line. Are you there, Pod?
Yes. I am here, Pod. Yes, I can hear you.
Amazing! Yes. Do I say bonjour?
Well, you may say bonjour. That's perfectly good. And bon après-midi, à vous. Oh, I say. Yes. How about that?
Excellent.
It's not bad. Not bad for Hillsborough, lad, that is it.
It isn't, is it? My word, Pod. So, you're speaking to us from France.
This is really what it's about, isn't it? Because what your listener will not be aware of is that up to about 90 seconds ago, we couldn't contact each other, and here we are now.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Modern technology. So, the last time we spoke to you, Pod, in fact, the last time we saw you, you were gigging at a pub. What's it called now?
The Greystones.
The Greystones with Hayes. And yes. you were still gigging as the Pearce Amendment Conspiracy, and it sounds like you're still going strong because you've got a new album out on the 10th of October, which is Thursday.
Well, yes, we're not doing bad for a couple of two or three old persons.
And plus a young drummer.
Teenagers with a lot of experience. We've been working on the new album for about... It takes us about 2 years to basically get happy enough with one to let it go. And it's off to the printers and everything now, so it's everything will be ready for release on Thursday.
Wow!
And we are, as you won't probably be, well, you know us. We're very, very proud of this one. We're very pleased with how it's turned out. We personally think it shows another step on in our development. And we're just really happy with how it's going on. Well, and I hope the people who've heard us before will think the same.
Yeah, we've you sent us a few tracks. One we're going to play today. We're going to play more tracks in the coming weeks. We will, of course, be rushing off to Bandcamp to get it for real. Can you actually get it for real as a real CD?
Yes. If you go to Bandcamp. The CD, well, the release date is the 10th, which is
Thursday.
Next Tuesday. Tuesday, Thursday?
No, Thursday.
I can't remember where we are. It's 7th. All right, yes. And the actual compact discs with all the artwork and the lovely photos and stuff, those will be available from then. And you can buy those via Bandcamp. Or if you don't like to have CDs, if you're that way about, it's obviously available as a digital download. As you will, and probably your listeners will be aware that if you buy from Bandcamp, then a very large proportion of what you pay goes to the artist to support further music.
Yeah, all good stuff. So what label are you on? You're still on your... Are you Spurious, or you're on your own label?
Yes,
or?
That's right. Yeah, well, Spurious is our own label, so we are still on the... On that, that's okay for us. We just keep plodding on and sort of very gradually grinding out new music. A lot of what's on the album, the album's called Apocrypha, by the way.
I love the fact that you give your album titles. Yeah, the really well. I thought, how do you pronounce that then? What does that mean then?
Apocrypha. Well, anybody who's had any religious teaching will know of Apocrypha with a capital A, which is a selection of books which weren't thought to be genuine enough to be included in the Bible itself.
Oh.
But from our perspective, Apocrypha with a small a means a couple of things. It's from Greek words, and it essentially just means, on the one hand, it means hidden writings, and on the other hand, it means writings of what you might call dubious provenance. And a lot of the topics on the album are things like Greek myths, Greek mythology.
Wow.
It's like everybody knows the story, but, you know, did it really happen? Was it really true? I don't think so.
So what's made... go on.
Sorry, no, after you.
I was going to say, what's taking you down that route then? Into that sort of subject?
Richard and I are very interested in things like Greek mythology, science fiction. As you know, we're quite big fans of science fiction. A lot of this is imaginative writing, if you see what I mean. Sort of nothing at all against your spy thriller or romantic novel or Jane Austen or anything like that. But we tend to like things where it's all a bit, what would happen if, those sorts of things. Richard, one of the tracks is also based on the U2 spy incident when Gary Powers was shot down over Soviet Russia in the 1960s. Those sorts of things, odd things from here and there and everywhere. The one that I think you're going to play today, which is called Hyperion Undone. That's based on a couple of things. There's a science fiction, a series of science fiction novels called The Hyperion Cantos by a fellow called Dan Simmons. Very, very good. But also, they're to some extent based on a poem fragment by John Keats, which is called Hyperion. And tying those two things together, essentially, it's about whether artificial intelligence will actually end up destroying us.
We'd expect nothing less.
But it's got a good tune.
I must say, it is sounding good, Pod. And so, who's playing what on this album? Obviously, yourself. Are you doing keyboards, I guess?
One thing I ought to say before we go on is that a lot of the writing on this album, as you'll know from previous records, very often I'll write something and Richard and I'll do it together. Richard will write something and we'll do it all together. In this case, it's been a lot more collaborative. So a lot of the songs you'll see are credited Pearson Mennett rather than just one or other of us. We write them together, get together with Dean, put the drums and the rhythm parts in, those sorts of things. So we build it up from there. We're also now working a little bit further away from one another than we used to.
A bit.
I forgot what your question was.
It's who are you playing keyboard? What are you doing on that? Are you playing keyboard? Right, guitar?
Richard, as you know, plays bass. I play the guitars. But we do mess around a little bit. Largely speaking, the keyboards Richard plays.
Oh, okay.
Some of the more synthesizer-y things are me, usually, because I'm more of a fan of that. So
yeah.
I like to play chorus bass pedals and, Moog synthesizer, that sort of thing, and guitar synth. Whereas Richard he's great at, piano and sort of Hammond organ and more those sorts of keys. But essentially, we'll chime in with whatever needs doing. Rich plays a bit of rhythm guitar here and there, and, as you know, we both sing. So we mix it up a bit, and there are other things like glockenspiels and mandolins come into various tracks on it. On the album, and we try to keep it as interesting as we can make it.
And any flute on there, by any chance?
There is, yes.
How did I guess?
Sue plays flute on a couple of on one of the pieces. There's an instrumental, which is based on a science fiction story. Sorry, guys.
So it's sounding sounding good to us, Pod.
Yeah, she plays quite a lot of flute on that, and she's also done a bit of backing vocals on the whole thing as well, here and there, just adding to the blends.
Lovely. So
we get a few other people involved, but largely speaking, it's Richard, Dean, and myself,
and of course you've got Dean, a good solid drummer there on the drums.
Yes, well he's really pulled out all the stops for his part in this, and He's very pleased with how it's turned out from his perspective and from the band perspective. And he's really done. He's pushed himself even further than before.
Amazing.
And I've been playing with Dean for 30 years, so
I'm
used to what he can do. Yeah,
yeah. So are you gonna be gigging? That's one of the things we want to know.
Yes, we haven't got anything properly arranged just yet, but the way that things have worked out, it won't be until early next year. But we're hoping to have a couple of things together for March next year. So when we have got those sorts of things organised, I'll obviously be letting you know. And hopefully we can
we'll take up where
we left off, sort of thing.
Excellent. So, brilliant. So we're going to play Hyperion Undone. What else do we need to ask you? Oh, yeah, I've asked you about Bandcamp. Yeah, so that's Thursday's coming up then. And, of course, you can also buy your previous albums on Bandcamp, because we've played tracks off Freedom, Industry and Providence, which, as you say, was 2 years ago. And then the album before that was 2 years before that. Soundtrack to An Ordinary Day. It does. I know.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Well, lovely speaking to you, Pod.
Yes,
we got there in the end.
We did.
Do you know
I'm glad we persevered. It
excellent.
Was, there's sometimes that, you know, the French airwaves don't really help things. We do live out in the country here. And,
lucky man.
You know, sometimes it's difficult getting connections. Which is odd, because generally speaking, considering we live in the middle of nowhere, we've got faster broadband than you have.
Exactly, I know. Don't go there, Pods. Brilliant. So we'll be playing some more tracks off your album, and if Richard wants to do an interview, because we couldn't do you both together unless Richard comes into the studio, because it could have gone even more wrong than it went earlier on.
I thought I was asking a bit much.
Yes.
But yeah, well, I spoke to Richard today, and we'll see if see if he's available to.
We're here every Monday, 1 till 3, playing great rock music in all its different forms. So there's always room for Pearson Amendment Conspiracy.
Long may it continue.
Exactly, yes. Brilliant, Pod. Great speaking to you, and well done on the new album. Because
we've
heard really, really good stuff. Bye bye. Bye.
Excellent.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Sheffield Zone, the Pearson Mehmet conspiracy, despite the fact that one of them lives in France now, but don't let that put you off. Pod Pearson, Richard Mehmet, Dean Cousins, new track off their latest album, Apocrypha. Amazing. That track was Hyperion Undone. The album's out on the 10th of October, which is Thursday. All good stuff.
Sounding good.
It's sounding very good. We'll be playing some more tracks off that album, and you never know, we might be talking again with Pod, or we might even be talking to Richard Mehmet.
Yes.
All good stuff. Just tuned in, of course, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every week, 1 till 3, live in the studio playing great rock music in all its different forms. Next up, something from, 1977.
Sure. said.
We certainly did, Jeff.
Yes, that was Jeff Beck, What Mama Said, from the 1999 album Who Else? And then number two, it was Fina, Bubblehead, from 1999, from their second album, Yesterday Went Too Soon. We started out with the Stranglers, No More Heroes, from 1977.
Yeah, ooh, title track, Paul, there. Aye. But it's been a bit of a crazy afternoon. But Rob's in the house looking very smart, I have to say. In blue, you're looking very suave, Rob. Mid-afternoon memories is on next. It's got an hour of Motown as normal, and then a theme for the second hour. It's 1996, so you might get some Oasis.
Why 96, Rob?
He just fancied it. And he's got a guest in the studio today as well.
A comedian.
All good stuff. Anyway, we are nearly at the end of this week's edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Play out with a bit of classic Oasis, Wonderwall from their second album, What's the Story? Morning Glory. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.